Welcome to our program here on the Talk Station, FM 107, AM 1240. Today, we are proud to be speaking with Corpsman Joshua Shoemake with RCT-6, based out of deployed to Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan. And Corpsman, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about what you do in the Navy.
Well, I am a corpsman, so we do a wide variety of different things. Here in the deployed setting, we work with the Marines, basically treating Marines that are wounded in combat.
Okay. Let's start a little bit back up and get a little bit about your background, too. Where'd you grow up?
I've been back and forth. I was born in Phoenix, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Went to high school in Missouri and kind of bounced back and forth from those two.
Sounds like you must have been in a military family. Were you?
Actually, no, I was not.
Okay. How did you end up choosing the Navy?
I just felt like it was a good choice to make, better my life. So.
Okay. Now, did you join right out of high school?
No, sir, I did not.
What was your path to get there?
I graduated in 06,
mm-hmm.
and then I pretty much just kind of jumped right into the workforce. I was kind of working some dead-end jobs, you could say. I was the manager of a convenience store, Circle K. It's kind mm-hmm. of a West Coast franchise. Most people don't know too much about it.
Actually, we've had a couple here.
Decided... I'm sorry?
We've had a couple of Circle K convenience stores in this area, too, including in Jacksonville. So we know a little bit about what that means.
Yeah, okay, good to go. So I did that for a while and just decided, that was not good enough for me. So I wanted to, do better, bigger and better things.
Well, then joining the Navy, what led you to the route of being a corpsman and going into that kind of medical field?
I've always been kind of attracted to that. And one of the things I really like about being a corpsman is we can kind of have a wide variety of things. Like we can work in a hospital and we can also, deploy with the Marines and, do that kind of thing. So, and that's really what something I wanted to do was go and deploy with the Marines and, get out there and, join the fight.
Now, I understand that you and part of your job as well, too, is like keeping track of when they come in from the battle space and just making sure that they are tracked the whole way through their treatment.
Yes, sir. One of the roles that I have here, basically since I've got here to Leatherneck, is I'm a patient tracker. So what that involves is basically any casualties or injuries that happen on the battle space, I pretty much track them from point of injury to follow-on care, basically, till they get back to the States.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that there's a lot more that corpsmen do, so do you ever find yourself in some other jobs as well?
Yes. When I first got out here, I was with a PSD team, a personal security detachment, and basically we did mounted convoys and VICs, to and from different FOBs, providing security.
Now, you mentioned that growing up, your family was in the military, but did you have any history in your family?
A little bit, yes, I do. My grandfather, Carl Shoemake, was in the Air Force. He was a firefighter in the Air Force, retired, actually.
Okay. So he spent some time. Did you ever get any grandfatherly advice about being in uniform?
No, not really. Just, he's really proud, that I, took this route and with my life.
Now you spent time in Arizona and some in Missouri. So where was your boot camp? Was it East Coast or West Coast?
My boot camp was actually in Great Lakes, Illinois.
In Great Lakes, Illinois. Okay, I forgot that. Yes, we're talking Navy here.
Yes, sir.
So, and what was that like?
It was an experience. It was good. It was a little, transition from being a civilian to, dealing with stuff like that. But it was a good life lesson.
Mm-hmm. You maybe thought the Navy would be a little different for boot camp?
Yes, I did, honestly. I thought it'd be a little bit easier. I remember when our boss pulled up to boot camp, the first thing, thinking when the guys came on yelling and stuff like that, I was like, whoa, what? It's supposed to be Navy boot camp. I must have got on the wrong bus or something.
Yeah. All right. Well, then you get a chance, though, to serve with the Marines. What is it that you find about that kind of relationship and that you admire about what they do?
Well, I think it's awesome. The working hand-in-hand with the Marines is really, really nice and a good experience, to be well-rounded. Like I said before, we can work in the hospital setting, but me, myself, I prefer to be out, outside, out doing stuff. I'm not much of a indoorsy kind of guy.
Mm-hmm. So is this something in the EMT type of field that you might like to pursue outside of the Navy, or are you thinking about the Navy right now as a career?
I'm kind of undecided. I like it, but I like to keep my options open. EMT is actually something that I'm definitely going to get when I get back, just to get my certification, because I'm pretty familiar with that kind of atmosphere and work ethic and stuff of that nature. So,
yeah, you should be pretty far down the road for that certification by now. Probably could breeze through that pretty easily.
Yes.
Yeah. Is there some other things that about the Navy, though, that you're thinking about staying in, or some things that you'd like to do before while you're in the Navy?
Well, yes, I'd like to, for one, try to go to a hospital just to get that different kind of side of things. My whole time in the Navy, I've been with the Marines, so, kind of get that rounded aspect of, working in a hospital or clinic, kind of getting that more medical background, and then maybe even possibly, traveling, maybe getting based in, somewhere cool like Italy or something like that,
Have you thought about pursuing more educational opportunities as well?
Oh, yeah, of course. Like I said, I'm going to go ahead and when I get back, I'm going to be knocking on my EMT certification just to get my civilian qualification on that side of the house, and then pursuing a bachelor's in science nursing. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Now, they're deployed at Camp Leatherneck. Is it what you pretty much thought it would be? Or had you been on a deployment before?
No, this is my first one.
So how is it meeting your expectations?
It's a little different than I thought. It's surprisingly you have a lot of commodities that you wouldn't think you have. We get taken care of very well out here, and that's something that I was kind of surprised by. Coming to Afghanistan, I thought I'd be living in a tent, taking showers with a bottle kind of thing,
Well, you'll see if you end up at another forward operating base. It may be a little bit different than it is at Leatherneck. I understand they've improved their facilities quite a bit over the years.
Oh, yes. Yes, they have.
Yeah. So how about at home, back home? Do you stay in touch with any folks back home? Do you have family back here?
I do. My wife actually lives in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
And I also keep in touch with some of my closer family members, like my grandfather and my brother and stuff like that.
So are you able to maybe Skype with them or stay in touch in some fashion or another?
Yes. Like I said before, we have great commodities here. So I can, I have a phone to use, stuff like that. And we get, internet, so I can, Skype, with my wife and stuff like that. So it's very nice.
That's excellent. So what do you like to do if you ever have any downtime on deployment? What do you like to do?
When I have downtime, my biggest thing is working out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm either eating, working, sleeping, or working out.
I think we hear that refrain quite a bit about working out and sleeping and eating. So we always ask the question, too, or we often ask the question, how is the food there?
Oh, it's actually really good. Surprise! That's I guess another thing that was surprising. It's very good here.
We've heard about some favorites among some people. How about for you?
I never really thought of it. I guess I'm kind of a healthy eater, or I try to be anyway. So I would say like today we had turkey breast, grilled chicken and grilled turkey breast. Those are pretty good.
Yeah. Now, do you find that being a corpsman that you have some of the other Marines or some other people just come to you for some health advice, and or they see that you're working out a lot or eating healthy?
Yes. Yeah, that does happen sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What kind of advice? I mean, we think of all our Marines and sailors as being in very good shape, and they're all paying attention to their health needs. But maybe you spot a few things that they could improve on.
Yeah. The main thing, you know, is with exercising and stuff, the big thing is, like, you know, just education as far as, you know, stretching and, you know, proper techniques and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. Excellent thoughts. Again, we're talking to our corpsman today, who's joining us from Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan, is Corpsman Joshua Shoemake, and speaks to us with RCT-6. And we hope that you have a safe deployment and a good deployment, and you hurry home soon. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.